Hello, everybody. Now, I am going to do a demo for you of the Keurig coffee maker that I got for my birthday yesterday. And I am going to make me a cup of hot chocolate. So, I've already got the K-cup in and the water, so I'm going to put the cup.
I'm going to set my phone down. Right, actually won't.
I'm going to make sure this cup's lined up properly with the spout so it can pour into the cup, which it is. You have a round tray-like device on the bottom of the unit, and that's where your cup sits. So it's sitting up against the back of the unit so it can pour out the water when it's done. So I'm going to hit the power button to heat the water. That's done. So I don't know what brand of hot chocolate this is. I believe it is something by Cafe. I don't remember. It's a really expensive brand, I think. It's in the K-cups like the coffee, which we have the Green Mountain Roast. I think the next time I'm going to try French Roast. I love French Roast. Okay, so our water's heated up. So now I'm going to open this little front compartment that looks like a mouth and close it. That's where our K-cup is. So now I'm going to hit the dispense button.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, making
coffee. Nope, making me a cup of hot chocolate.
Oh.
So our hot chocolate's pouring. Ooh, and I can smell it. It smells really good. So there we go. We have, in less than 3 minutes, and the water's heating back up again, but I'm not going to use it again, because I'm finished. As soon as this stops, I'm going to take the cup out, throw it in the trash. Yeah, it kind of sounds like a Starbucks, doesn't it? Okay, so the water's done, so I'm going to open this little front compartment again. Take this K-cup out that the hot chocolate and filter was in. Ooh. That's a little bit trickier. Wow. Okay. I'm going to throw that away. And I'm going to get a coffee for in the morning to prep. That way, I'm going to put one in here so I can make it in the morning. So I'm going to put this in where this hot chocolate was, hold the handle and press down, and it snaps into place. And there you go. That is how the Keurig works. If anybody would like to get one, I would highly recommend it, especially if you're just in your house or apartment by yourself, and or you have somebody else that lives with you,
yeah.
and you don't really need a big pot of coffee or hot chocolate.
Yeah, but you're getting from wasting a big pot.
Yeah. So, that is how a Keurig coffee machine works. I haven't gotten the tea yet, and if anybody else who has these wants to weigh in and do a public audio boo, since you can't direct message me, please feel free to do so. I would be interested to know what other brands of Keurig K-Cups do you guys prefer to drink, especially in the coffee and the hot chocolate departments. Because this machine is absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend getting one.